Good morning. I greet you in Jesus' name this morning. I want to tell you four stories that you already know. But there's a theme. And the theme is Jesus is eager to heal you. Jesus is eager to fix what's broken in your life if. So the first story is about the Canaanite woman. It's found in Matthew 15 and a couple other passages, two of the other Gospels. I'll read it. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." That phrase is important. I'll come back to it. "My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." Because Jesus wasn't doing anything to heal her. He answered, "I was sent," he's talking to her now, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of David, house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he said, and he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. We could say, so is Jesus a nationalist? Is Jesus someone who's in the business of putting down people who aren't Jews? I propose it's the exact opposite. To be able to understand what's going on, you have to ask the question, what would have happened if Jesus had immediately healed her daughter who was demonized? And the answer is simple. She would have thought that I tricked Jesus. Did you catch it? That she says, "Jesus, Son of David?" And Jesus knew that she's trying to trick him. She's trying to pretend to be a Jewess when she really wasn't. That's just a basic principle. If you're trying to trick Jesus, nothing will happen. But then Jesus helps her. He's not making her feel bad. Jesus helps her, and he says, "My mission is to Jews." And she says, okay, he knows it. And then she says, "Yes, Lord, but even to us non-Jews, couldn't you give us some leftovers?" And Jesus says, "Of course. That's what I want to do." So Jesus is eager to heal you if you don't pretend. Jesus is eager to heal you if you're not pretending to be someone you aren't. The second story I want to tell you is the story of the woman who had bleeding that wouldn't stop. Jesus is on the way to heal Jairus' daughter. And he's under the impression, or at least Jairus thinks, that we've got to keep moving or she's going to die before you get there. She had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. She had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch his garment, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. She was going to steal a healing. Nobody needs to know. Jesus said, "Who touched my garment?" And the disciples said, "Well, what do you mean?" He looked around, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling. Why would she come in fear and trembling? And fell down before him and told him the whole truth. What did she tell him? She said, "I am a woman that if I sit on a chair, it's defiled. If I greet you, if I touch you, if I do anything, I mess other people up." This was different than being a Canaanite woman, which was something that she had no control over. No, what I mean is something happened to her after she was born. Something happened. She started bleeding. And I think that represents something really unfortunate happening to you that makes you feel contaminated, defiled. And so she comes to Jesus not saying what happened, because what would have happened if she would have? People would have kept her away, because think about how many people she contaminated in the crowd. But she's desperate and she's asking for help. And here again, the key question to ask is, what would have happened if Jesus hadn't said anything? If Jesus hadn't said anything and would have rushed on to heal Jairus' daughter, she would have said, I stole a healing. If he'd have known how messed up I am, he'd have stayed away from me. And so Jesus says, whoa, I know Jairus' daughter is over there. She's dying, and everybody is worried, and maybe they're mourning already. But I need to say something as loudly and clearly as I can, and that is, I want her to know that I healed her. And so she finally, when the pressure's on, everybody's looking around and says, who could it have been? She comes forward and she's trembling with good reason. She could have been punished. She could have been beaten. She could have, who knows what could have happened. But when she says, it's me, I'm the messed up one, Jesus said, daughter. That's a statement of relationship. I'm glad to be with you. Of course, I want to heal you. And I don't care about the things that have happened to you. I want to heal you. That's beautiful. The third story is the blind man on the way to Jericho. Jesus is on the way to Jericho, and the blind man hears the commotion and says, what's going on? And people tell him, Jesus is coming, but he's busy, he's got an agenda. And just something I thought about this morning that I hadn't thought about before is that Jesus knows that Zacchaeus is up in the tree, and we've got to keep moving to get there before he gives up and gets down from the tree. But anyway, so my guess is that there's, you know, we're moving. We're not just kind of loitering, we're not going slow, we're on a mission. And people, so this man says, it's Jesus? Then he cries out, and he says with reason, Jesus, son of David, I am a Jew, please help me. And people say, just be quiet. He's busy. Don't bother him. And that was a why in the road. He could have said, you're right. I'm just a beggar. I'm just a blind man. I'll never amount to anything. I don't have any, there's no hope for me. But he didn't do that. He cried louder. The people said, be quiet. And he cried louder, says, Jesus, son of David, please help me. And Jesus said, I hear you. I want to heal you. So that's the third story. The third story is Jesus is eager to heal you if you don't give up, if you're persistent, if you don't take no for an answer. The fourth story is the paralytic carried by four men. Here, it's not so much the faith of that man, it's the faith of the four men. I hadn't noticed before, but the text clearly says, because of your faith, or because of their faith, I think it says. And so it's plural. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to heal this man because you have friends that take you to Jesus. There's going to be times that you can take other people to Jesus, and there's times that other people take you to Jesus. But I want you to know that we all need friends that know Jesus better than we do, or at least who have more faith than we do because of how hard life is going for us. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to heal you because your friends brought you to me. And there's times when you will be with a friend and you'll say, I feel like giving up. And your friend says, no, let's go to Jesus. And the beautiful thing is that your friend doesn't have to be able to fix you. If he can take you to Jesus. And so please, 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 if you have a friend who's going through a hard time, say, let's go to Jesus. I can't fix you, but I know who can. Four stories. Don't pretend. Don't hide. Be persistent. And have friends who will help you. Let's pray. Lord, as we think about this last year, there's many things that we're sad about, the ways we've failed you. We ask that you forgive us. But as we look at this next year, this 2025, this gift that you give us, I pray that we will recognize when we need your help, and we will come to you. And we will say, Jesus, I need help. I can't do life alone. I'm tired of trying to do life alone. And we will get in a place where you, Lord Jesus, can heal us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.